要聊一个非常重要的话题。
It could actually change your Christian experience.
这个话题会改变你作为基督徒的一个经历。
And it is a four-letter word.
是四个字。
And it begins with an F.
从 F 开始。
Now, those of unsanctified mind is thinking the wrong word.
你们那些不洁净的头脑哈，不要把 F 理解错了。
The four-letter word is fast.
我说的这四个字母的字是指的禁食。
Why do we need to fast?
为什么要禁食呢？
Amen. Now, before we get into the subject, fasting it means you are denying yourself food.
那我们来认识一下禁食先。禁食的意思是指让我们禁止食物。
It is something that is practiced in many different religions.
在很多宗教里面都会有这样的一种行为。
But in Christianity, there is a very big difference.
但是在基督徒来言是非常不同的。
And I believe in Christian church, it is one of the areas that is not well understood.
那我觉得在大部分的基督徒的当中可能对禁食一直没有一个正确的理解。
Now, do not fast if you have health problems.
如果你觉得有问题才禁食那你别禁。
If you are on medication or if you have a health problem, do not fast.
如果你的身体有问题请你一定不要在不健康的时候来禁食。
Because it's not a spiritual thing for you to do.
这个根本就不是一个属灵的行为了如果你本身就生病的话。
And when you do fast,Make sure you always have some kind of liquid.
那如果你要进食的话，也请你不要进水。
Because fasting is about going hungry, not going thirsty.
因为我们要你进食的目的是让你有那个饥饿感，但是不是口渴。
Amen. It's very important that you do not get dehydrated.
我希望你们都不要缺水到人不舒服。
And have all kinds of problems.
然后开始身体出现各样的问题。
Yeah, it's going on record, so no one blame me.
所以谁要是进食出了问题，你们不要来找我麻烦。我跟你说了要喝水啊。
And if you don't understand fasting, and if in doubt, don't do it.
如果你对进食没有正确的理解，你还在怀疑，那我求你千万不要做。
Because if you don't understand what you're doing, all you're doing, you're just going on a hunger strike. You're just denying yourself food and you're not fasting.
那如果你在完全不明白的情况下去进食，那你真的就只有仅仅的一个进食这么件事了，其他的事情都没发生。
Amen. Make sure that's very important.
所以要这个很重要啊。
And another, so don't fast if you have a medical problem.
再说一遍，如果你的身体有问题在吃药的话，请千万不要进食。
When you do fast, make sure you drink.
如果你硬是要进食，请你不要进水，水还是要喝的。
It is about being hungry, not being thirsty.
要的是那个饥饿感，不是让你口渴。
Amen. Don't fast if you don't know what you're doing.
如果你对进食是无知的，请你不要乱进。
And lastly, don't fool yourself.
而且不要自欺欺人。
When I say you can drink, doesn't mean you mince a 8-ounce steak into your.And create a smoothie.
我说的不要进食的意思就不是说哦，牧师说可以喝水，那我喝液体，我多打点水果汁啊，各种肉打进去，让我所有的营养都进入到我要喝的那个水当中。
Okay, that's just cheating.
请不要这样子自欺欺人，好不好？
Now the other thing is, how long should a person fast?
那还有人会问，那我一次要进多长时间呢？
The Bible does not say.
圣经里从来没有告诉过我们。
Only gives examples.
我只是给你们一些。
So from my experience and my advice,
在我自己的经历当中，我能告诉你的是。
The best thing to do is do half a day.
先从半天开始。
Okay.
先半天。
Or do a whole day.
然后一天。
Okay, if you don't know when to start,
如果你不知道什么时候开始
the best time to start is actually 6 o'clock at night.
那你就从晚上六点开始吧
So that when you wake up the next day, you can eat.
所以你早上起来的时候，你就可以吃了。那不就是半天吗
？It's up to you. Whatever you're doing, you're missing half of the food of the day.
所以不管你怎么说，你只是你那一天的食量减了一半，就基本上是这个意思。
A whole day.
或者你就整天的食量减掉。
Okay.All right. Now, fasting doesn't mean you always have to pray.
不是说在进食的时候你就必须同时一直在祷告着。
If you have time, you pray. If you don't, you just fast.
你有时间的时候肯定要祷告，但是你确实在忙的时候你也没法祷告。
So it is possible for you to be fasting while you're working in the office.
所以呢，你如果还在上着班的话，你也可以同时在进着食的。
Okay, this is about going hungry.
我讲的是饥饿感哦。
Alright, there's a reason because you listen.
是有原因的，等会你会听到。
Now, if you do more than one day, you must have the experience.
那你如果想一次要多进几天的话，你必须之前有这个一天的经历先。
I don't want anyone to go for the first time ever fast. You go 40 days.
我可千万不想让谁从来没有进食过，然后第一次进食就来个40天学耶稣。
Because we will be end up holding your funeral.
那最后我们就要给你出现葬礼了。
You understand?If you do more than one day, you better understand what you're doing.
如果你要进整整一天的话，你真的要非常在属灵上认识你在做什么。
Because a lot of people don't know what they're doing, you're just wasting your time.
如果你对这个事情认知是无知的话，你千万不要浪费时间做
这件事。And I believe a lot of fasting is done wasting time.
我自己以前就做了很多浪费时间的进食。
Because we're not doing it according to what the Lord is saying.
因为我们那时候并没有按照神的旨意。
Okay, so today we're going to give you a background about why do you need to fast.
所以今天我们来给一个背景，关于进食要为什么呢？
Now in the Old Testament,
在旧约里面说，
God does not demand fasting.
神从来没有要求过我们进食。
He only demand it in one place.
他只有一处提到过进食。
And that is part of the Day of Atonement.
那就是在救赎日的那一天提过。
The Jewish people are commanded to fast.
犹太人他们自己说要禁食。
The word they use is to humble themselves, to afflict themselves.
他们当时说的是让他们自己能够通过禁食变得谦卑。
So on the Day of Atonement, they humble themselves by fasting.
所以救赎日那一天，他们为了让自己谦卑，他们以禁食的方式来开始。
So in Numbers chapter 29 verse 7, we see, Moses says in verse 7, on the 10th day of the 7th month, you shall have a holyConvocation, afflict yourselves, is humble yourself, is to fast, right? You shall do no work.
所以在旧约的民数记29章7节，摩西这样写到说，七月初十，你们当有聚会，要刻苦己心，任何工都不可做。
So in the Old Testament,The teaching is why do you fast is to humble yourself before God.
所以在旧约里面关于禁食提到的时候都是指的要谦卑自己的目的。
So the first reason why people fast is to humble yourself.
所以当你我决定要禁食的时候，那第一步就是先要谦卑自己。
You're denying yourself food in order to humble yourself.
你是在否定自己的那种食物感，为的是能够谦卑下来。
And the translation here says afflicting yourself.
那这里面用的就是要刻苦己心，谦卑下来。
Okay. All right. And then in Luke chapter 18, verse 11 to 12, we see Jesus say something like this. Verse 11, Luke chapter 18, verse 11. Yes. He says, the Pharisee stands by himself, pray thus, Lord God, I thank you that I am not like the other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterous,Or even like this tax collector, I fast twice a week. I give tithe of all that I get.
路加福音十八章十一到十二节，法利赛人独自站着，他自言自语的祷告说：“神呐、啊，我感谢你，我不像别人一样勒索、不义奸淫，也不像这些税吏，我每周还禁食两次，凡我所得的都献上十分之一。”
The second reason then why people fast, which is not a great decision.
第二个原因关于人为什么要禁食哈，但是我不觉得这是个挺好的原因。
Is for religious reasons.
就是按照宗教的一种仪式来做的。
For self-righteousness.
为了让自己感觉着这样的自以为意还挺不错。
To make themselves feel better.
让他们觉得自我感觉良好。
That I am fasting because I want to please God.
Oh, 因为我在禁食，因为我觉得我这样子是讨神喜悦的。
Now, those are the two reasons that we find in the Bible.
这两个原因我们在圣经里看得到。
to humble ourselves before God.
一个是在神面前谦卑下来。
We see many examples of that.
我们在看到了很多这样的圣经的例子。
Daniel,
比如说但以理，
Moses,
比如说摩西，
and others who fast,
还有很多
seeking the face of God.
很多都是通过这样的禁食，为了要寻求神的面。
But then we also see other people like the Pharisees in the New Testament. They fast in order.To look good.
但是我们也看到了新约里面的那种法利赛人，他们为了禁食，就是让自己看着好像一个很好的基督徒，很爱神那个样子。
But a lot of them do it for religious reasons.
但是他们其实在一种宗教主义里面在做。
And so many religions today fast for religious purpose.
所以现在很多人禁食都是为了宗教主义，包括其他的宗教。
But there is a third way that why people fast, which is not in the Bible.
那还有第三个原因，你在圣经看不到的。
And Christians do this.
但是基督徒都这样做。
Twist God's arm.
就是那种要掰神的手，求神。
Put pressure on God.
给他施压。
To bully God.
要欺负神，给神施压。
In order to answer your prayers.
为了让神最后不得不答你的祷告。
God has a very strong arm.
神的手可不是随便能够这么崴到的。
Very difficult to twist his arm.
你想随便来崴神的手可没那么容易。
Amen. In Matthew chapter 6 verse 16, even Jesus acknowledges the religious practice of fasting.
在马太福音6章16节，耶稣专门提到那种假冒为善的禁食。
He said,And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces, that their fasting may be seen by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward.
耶稣教我们说，你们禁食的时候，可不能像那些假冒为善的人，脸上带着愁容，而且还蓬头垢面，故意让人看出他们在禁食。我实在告诉你们，他们已经得了他们的赏赐。
Verse 17.He said, but when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may be not be seen by others, but by the Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you.
耶稣继续说道，你进食的时候要梳头洗脸，不要让人看出你在进食，只让你在隐蔽中的父看见。
So,
你的父在隐蔽中查看，必然赏赐。
So here's Jesus.Saying that how the Pharisees fast in order to look religious, look spiritual.
所以耶稣基督是在揭露法利赛人他们禁食的时候生怕人不知道的那种显露出来的作为。
In other words, when they went to church, everyone knew he was fasting.
换句话说，当一个人在禁食的时候，所有人都知道你在禁食。
Because they look miserable and they look.
因为他就是蓬头垢面呐，或者看着很。
Don't talk to me, I'm fasting.
不要跟我说话，我现在很难受，我在禁食。
Amen. Looking really hungry.
哦，看着，哎呀，好饥饿呀，好饿。
But Jesus said, "Don't let anybody know."
但是耶稣说，你禁食，你不要让任何人知道。
Because he is reaffirming that fasting primarily is commitment to God.
因为耶稣在说，你禁食的目的只为神。
This is humbling yourself before God.
这是在神面前的一种谦卑。
He said, "When the Father sees your humility."
说当神看见你隐蔽中看见你的谦卑之时
，He will reward you.
他会赏赐你。
So we can adopt this one reason why we fast.
所以我们就会有一个再知道一个原因，为什么要禁食呢
？Is to humble ourselves before God.
是在神面前谦卑下来。
There are many times when we need to humble ourselves before God.
我们一生中有太多的时候需要在神面前谦卑下来。
And that time is sometimes it's expressed through fasting.
那有一种表达的方式，就借着禁食向神表达。
Amen. Many people know that.
很多人知道。
But what I'm about to share with you is something that lots of people never thought about.
那我现在想要跟大家分享的，可能是你们没想过的问题。
Which is what Jesus is saying to us.
因为是耶稣要对我们说的一番话。
He gave us a New Testament way of fasting.
耶稣给了我们一个新约的禁食方法。
Because in church, many people fast.For that one reason is to humble themselves.
因为大部分的在教会里面，很多人进食都只是为了一个原因，就是哦，在神面前谦卑下来
，to seek God for an answer,
来寻求神的面，为了要得个答案。
And that is good.
这个也很好。
That is good.
这个好的。
Amen. But Jesus gave us a better reason.
但是耶稣给了一个更好的原因。
A more powerful reason.
更有能力的原因。
Something that we need to take on board.
是我们需要马上借鉴和来操练的。
Because it will transform your life.
因为这个会改变你我的生命。
So the next time when you fast.
所以下一次再进食的时候。
You remember what Jesus said.
你会记得耶稣说了什么。
How many of you need a breakthrough in your life?
你们当中有多少人需要突破?
And then you need God to answer you.
你们需要神来听你们的祷告。
You see, you can do it by humbling before God and fasting.
那你有一个方法就是你在神面前谦卑下来来进食。
And there are many examples.
圣经上有很多这样的例子。
What about trying this one?
要不要来试一下这个方法呢?
And it's Matthew chapter 9 verse 14.
答案在马太福音9章14节。
Then the disciples of John came to him, saying, Why do we and the Pharisees fast, and your disciples do not fast?
那时约翰的门徒来见耶稣说，我们和法利赛人常常进食，你的门徒却不进食，这是为什么呢？
Now what kind of fasting is the disciples of John's talking about?
这种约翰门徒的进食是一种什么进食啊
？The fasting I just told you about，
就是刚才我说的旧约的那个进食。
To humble before God，
在神面前谦卑下来。
And for religious reasons，
或者是为了宗教主义的原因。
And then those disciples noticed that Jesus' disciples never fast。
但是这些人他们发现耶稣的门徒却从来不进食。
And so they thought this is wrong。
他们觉得哎呀，这个有问题啊，这些人。
And that's what religions do for people。
这就是宗教主义给人带来的祸害。
That's what religious reasons do.
这是为什么按照宗教主义来方法来做的
？It's very judgmental.
就非常的对人评论和审判。
I am fasting. Why are you not fasting?
我都在进食，你凭啥不进食呢
？Now we may think, yeah, I will never do that.
也许你们当时有人说，我才不进。
Yes, you do.
是的，你也进。
We always want to be more spiritual than the person sitting next to you.
我们呢都为了想比旁边的那个人更加属灵，我们就为这个原因都有人进食。
Why are you not fasting?
我在进食，你凭什么不进食啊
？Amen. It's a bit like Suzanne having a steak and I'm fasting. I'm sitting in front of her.
比如说
，Why is it that I am fasting and you're not?
如果我的妻子在那里正在吃牛排，然后我正在那饿着肚子在进食，我就会很嫉妒的对她说：“为什么你在我面前吃牛排呢
？”And so this is the question.
这个就是我们的问题。
You see, in the Old Testament, people long for God's presence.
在旧约里面，那些人都特别渴慕神的同在。
In the New Testament,
可是在新约
we enjoy God's presence.
我们只是加入和参与神给的同在。
Now I'm laying the foundation of why we fast.
所以我在这里给大家一个基本的东西，让大家看
到。In the Old Testament, they long for God's presence.
旧约的不同是，他们一直渴望神的同在。
In the New Testament, we enjoy God's presence.
但是在新约，我们是享受神的同在。
That is already with us.
那个享受已经在的那个同在。
Now, just now, we stood up and we worshipped.
刚才我们一起站立，在一起敬拜。
Are you worshipping because you're longing for His presence to come? Or are you worshipping because He's already here?
你刚才敬拜是希望神的同在来到呢，还是你敬拜是因为你已经享受已经在的那个同在呢？
You see, brothers and sisters, we worship because God is here.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们敬拜是因为神在这里。
Because this is a gathering of His believers.
因为这是神的肢体在一起聚集。
God promises to be with us.
神就确认他一定会跟我们同在。
And when God is present, we worship Him.
当神已经同在了，我们就在他的同在中敬拜他。
Do you understand, brothers and sisters?
明白了吗，弟兄姊妹们？
That's important.
这是非常重要。
Mentality to take into fasting.
就用同样的思维方式带入进食。
Are you fasting for God's presence or are you fasting because He is present?
你进食的目的是想渴望神的同在呢，还是你进食因为你正在享受神的同在呢？
Are you talking to a God? Are you seeking a God who's far away or are you seeking a God who's already here?
你所寻求的神是那遥远在天的神吗？还是那个已经现在就和你同在的那位神呢？
And so Jesus replied, right, and said,
所以耶稣回答对他们说，
Can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them?The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away, and then they will fast.
耶稣对他们说，新郎和宾客在一起的时候，宾客怎么能够哀动呢？ 但是日子将要到，新郎要被带走了，那时候他们就要禁食了。
So Jesus is replying to the criticism very different what you expect.
耶稣在那里回应别人对他的评判和论断说，你刚才说的那个不对。
He said, the reason why they're not fasting
耶稣说他们不去禁食的原因
is because it's like this. In a wedding,Do the wedding guests need to fast? No, because the bridegroom is with them.
他就要我们去想象一个婚礼的场景。如果大家宾客都在一个婚礼上面的时候，那个时候是你们禁食的时候吗？
But when do they need to fast?
那到底这些宾客什么时候该禁食呢？
Is when the bridegroom is not there.
他说是当新郎不在的时候才禁食呀。
Brothers and sisters, let me ask you, who is the bridegroom?
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们说的新郎是谁？
That's Jesus.
是耶稣。
The reason why the disciple did not need to fast is because Jesus is with them.
门徒当时根本不需要禁食，因为新郎耶稣就与他们正在一起。
And Jesus is basically saying, when I'm no longer with you, when I'm gone, then you need to fast.
耶稣是在说，等我不在的时候，等我升天的时候，你们再开始禁食吧。
Is it today, Jesus?Is here with us by His Spirit, but physically, He is on the throne in heaven.
那今天的耶稣，他的灵就在我们当中，但他的肉身却在天上。
The question I ask you: Do we need to fast?
那我现在要问你们了，我们现在该不该禁食呢？
The answer is yes.
回答是是的，要禁食的。
Because the bridegroom is in heaven.
因为我们的耶稣的肉身是在天上。
And we.Who are the guests need to fast?
我们这些宾客就需要禁食。
You understand the principle?
你们能够听明白这个原则吗？
When Jesus comes back, we don't need to fast.
当耶稣再回来的时候，就不用再禁食了。
We are the bride.
那个时候我们是新娘。
We are also the guests.
我们也是，同样也是宾客。
As long as the bridegroom is not here, we need to fast.
就是在新郎不在的时候，才是我们需要禁食的时候。
Why?
为什么呢？
Why?
为什么？
Because when the bridegroom is here, the bridegroom can do all things for us.
因为如果新郎本就在这里的话，他该做的都可以当场就做
了。When the bridegroom is with us, all our needs are met.
当新郎就在这的时候，我们所有的需要都已经被新郎。
When Jesus is with us, we have no needs.
当耶稣本就在的时候，你我就没有任何需要。
Amen. When Jesus comes back one day, we are sufficient.We have no more needs.
当耶稣再次回来和我们同在的时候，我们就一无所缺了。
There's nothing to pray about.
没有任何需要，都不知道要祷告什么了。
There's nothing to pray about.
那时候都不知道要祷告了。
There's no need to have faith.
那个时候都谈不上要什么信心。
When God is already there, there's nothing to ask Him.
那神都在你面前了，你还要信心做啥？还问啥？
Do you understand? When I am with Jesus, there's no need for prayer anymore.
当耶稣就跟你在一块了，你还要祷告什么呢？
When I'm in heaven, when God is with me, there's no need to have faith anymore.
当我上去跟耶稣在一起的时候，神都在我旁边，我还要跟他干什么？还要说什么呢？
I need faith today because I can't see God.
我今天需要信心，是因为还有那看不见的。
I need to trust Him.
我还需要仍然去盼望和相信。
Amen. Although He's with me in the spirit, but I can't see Him.
虽然我的灵感受到了神与我的同在，但是我的肉眼却看不见他。
I have to.Believe by faith.
我却还要靠着我那看不见的信心去
仍然相信着。I have to pray by faith.
我仍然还要在信心中间去祷告。
But when God is physically with me,
但是如果神就在我的当中，
it's just conversation now. It's fellowship.
那所剩下的就是跟耶稣的一个团契了。
All that I need is with me.
因为我所需要的一切，他现在都在我面前了。
So in other words, the reason why you and I need to fast.
所以换句话说，我们要禁食的原因
It's because we need Jesus.
是因为我们还需要耶稣。
Amen. For two reasons.
两个原因。
Because I have a need.
因为我有需要。
I've got a problem.
我还有问题。
And no matter how I pray,
不管我怎么的祷告，
it doesn't seem to go anywhere.
都好像没有得答复。
I need help.
我需要神的帮助。
And where do I find my help?
我怎么样去找到我的帮助？
To seek the bridegroom.
是继续来寻求那位新郎。
So when you fast,
所以当你我禁食时，
this is what you're basically doing.
你所做的是，
Lord Jesus,
主耶稣，
I need you.
我需要你。
I need you to help me.
我需要你的帮助。
I need you to help me.
我需要你的帮助。
You are asking for the bridegroom.
你在问新郎。
To come to you.
要新郎到你的里面来。
Because we are the bride.
因为我们就是那新娘。
Like Suzanne is in need.
就像我的太太，如果她有需要的话。
I need to. She's reaching out to me.
她会想办法联系到我。
And I, the husband, need to reach back.
那我作为丈夫，我得赶快的回去。
So whenever you need Jesus,
所以当你需要耶稣时
，in a desperate way,
特别是在特别迫切的时候
，where prayer doesn't seem to go anywhere, where everything seems to be stuck, you know what I'm talking about?
当你鸡皮都被卡到那儿了，连祷告都不知道要怎么祷。
Where your prayer seems to hit the ceiling and bounce back.
好像你的祷告就是碰到了。屋顶，然后又回来
了。Where in front of you, there seems to be a brick wall. Everything seems to be a dead end.
好像在你的前面就有一个堵得死死的墙。
No matter what you do spiritually, you feel you are at loss.
不管你怎么做，你会觉得有一种迷失感。
You lost your direction.
你觉得你迷失了你的方向。
Or you've been sinning against God and you don't know what to do now.
或者你在主里在神里面犯罪，然后你都不知道该怎么办才好。
That's when you need Jesus.
这是你特别需要耶稣的时候。
Amen. I've been telling you the past couple of weeks is to know Jesus.
所以我们在过去的几周讲到都是在说要认识耶稣。
And this is today I'm telling you this is the way to find Jesus.
那我们告诉你今天就是这是让你去跟耶稣连接的。
Although he's gone.
虽然他的肉体在上面。
But he can come to us by the Holy Spirit.
但是耶稣会借着圣灵在我们
里面。He can minister to us by the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵在我们里面跟我们事工跟我们
祝福我们。
So that
the Holy Spirit can manifest Christ just as real as the disciples had Jesus.
所以圣灵能够带耶稣的同在在你的里面，就像当年门徒和耶稣面对面在一起。
Because the Holy Spirit can manifest Jesus to us as though just with no difference as though Jesus is here with me.
圣灵能够把耶稣彰显给你，正像当时耶稣和门徒面对面一起一样。
Because there are times in life.
因为在生命中的某一刻。
Where somehow,You're stuck.
你会卡住了。
You're desperate.
你会变得非常迫切。
You don't know why things are falling apart.
你也不知道为什么什么事情都不对劲。
Or you may be seeking for an opening in your career.
也许你也会在找一个方向，一个工作的方向。
And no one seemed to be able to help you.
然后也没有人能够帮得到你。
Have you ever been there?
你们有没有经历过这样的？
That's the time when you say, I'm not having food this morning.
那个时候你可能会说我今天早上不要吃饭了。
I'm not going to eat tonight either.
我今天晚上也不要吃饭了。
Because Jesus, I need you.
主啊我需要你。
And you start praying.
然后你开始祷告。
That's all you need to say.
这是你需要所说的。
Jesus.
说的是耶稣。
I need you.
我需要你。
Amen. You don't need elaborate prayers.
你们不需要很美好的那种各种辞藻的祷告。
When you are fasting, all you need to say,Lord, I need you.
当你们禁食时，你们对神的心里的祷告是：主啊，我需要你。
主啊，我需要你。
Lord, I need you.
耶稣啊，我需要你。
Jesus, I need you.
I need you.
主啊，我需要你。
I need you.
需要你。
Amen. After one day, eat.
过了一天以后，请吃饭。
But your heart is still heavy.
但是你的心可能仍然觉得很沉重。
The next day.No food in the morning.
那我们再来一天，第二天早上继续不吃了。
Jesus, I need you.
主啊，我需要你。
Jesus, I need you.
主啊，我需要你。
In the evening, eat.
然后晚上再有吃。
You see, it doesn't say how long.
这里面并没有说你要静多久。
The important is I'm hungry.
重要的是我有那个饥饿感。
Like my body is hungry for food, so my soul is hungry for Jesus.
正如我的身体对食物有饥渴感，我的魂对我的耶稣更有饥渴感。
What you are trying to do is to allow the hunger in your stomach to remind you, I'm hungry for Jesus.
你是在借着你的肉体的那个饥饿感，提醒你，你的灵和你的魂如此的饥渴我们的耶稣。
Like David says in Psalm 63 verse 1, My soul thirsts for you and my flesh longs for you.
就像大卫王在诗篇61章的第一节的祷告说我的灵需要你，我渴慕你。
So the New Testament fasting is all about longing for Jesus.
所以在新约里面的禁食是关乎对神的 饥渴和渴望。
Because something has changed in the New Testament.
因为在新约很多事情有变化了。
We have become the children of God.
我们已经成为了神的孩子。
And Jesus has become our master.
耶稣成为了我们的主人。
Our Lord.
是我们的主。
So if we have a need,
所以当我们有需要
and we've been praying,
当我们在祷告
and it doesn't seem to go anywhere,
然后祷告又觉得好像啥也没用
we fast.
就在那个时候去禁食
Master, help me.
主啊帮助我
Help me, Lord.
帮助啊主
Plead before God.
在神的面前祷告
Jesus called this seeking after him.
神说的是要寻求
Help me, Lord.
你来寻求主
My son needs help.
主啊我的儿子需要帮助
My daughter needs help.
我的女儿需要帮助
And I don't know what to do.
我现在不知怎么办
Well, you missed your next meal.
然后你就下一餐就自然不吃了
And you wait.
然后你就开始等待
And you long for Jesus.
你就一直在饥渴着渴慕着神
Amen. This is not about starving yourself.
这个不是刻苦己心硬要把自己给饿坏了
This is about turning the stomach hunger into a spiritual hunger.
这个是借着肉体的饥饿把它转换成属灵的饥渴。
And guess what?
猜猜怎么着?
Jesus responds to that.
神会有反应。
Don't ask me why.
你不要问我为什么。
Why does God allow that?
为什么神会允许呢?
Why does God require that?
为什么神会让我这样子来做呢?
I don't know. You ask him.
我也不知道,你自己问神吧。
I know theologians, they will write books and argue left, right and center. All I can see is Jesus is saying, when the bridegroom is not around,You need to fast.
所以啊，不管神学家用各种各样的方法来解禁也好，我能看见的就是，当新郎还不在的时候，新娘就会禁食。
You understand, brothers and sisters?
所以大家明白吗
？Jesus gave us a key.
耶稣给了一个钥匙。
A way to reach out to Him.
让我们能够再跟他亲近的一个钥匙。
Although God can always hear you.
当然，神一直听得到。
God is always present.
当然，神一直都与你同
在。I don't know understand why sometimes He acts as though He's not hearing you. I don't know why He acts as though He's long way away from you.
那有的时候我们也会在想，神为什么会好像让我们觉得他离我们很远，没有听祷告呢？
Like the Book of Songs of Solomon, it seems to be playing hide and seek with each other with the lover.
就像所罗门写的爱情的雅歌里面书一样，就他好像跟这个爱人在一起躲猫猫。
The bridegroom knocks on the door, and when the bride opens the door, he's gone.
然后当丈夫那个新郎来敲门的时候，好不容易敲了门，门一打开，然后新娘就藏起来。
Why does God play hide and seek with us?
为什么神这样跟我躲猫猫啊
？There is a good reason.
有一个原因
that is beyond our understanding.
是在我们的明白之上的
But having done this for a while,
但是在信了这么长时间以后
it is his method of bringing you closer to him.
你会发现这是神的一种方法让你跟他更亲近
to bring out faith in you.
是让你的里头的信心更增长
It is the way to bring faith out of you. It bring you closer to him.
会把你里面的信心带起来升起来跟主更加亲近
Amen. But we have to trust God's word.
当然我们要相信神的话语
Even though we don't understand it all.
计算有的时候不是每句话都看明白了
Now, the next verse proves it.
那下一个经文呢就能够证明给你看了
Because we Pentecostals verse 16, go back to verse 16. We Pentecostals,Always quote these verses.
那特别是灵恩派的基督徒最喜欢就是引用这段经文。
For a new move of the Holy Spirit.
每当有新的圣灵的一个动作的时候，我们就用这个经文。
Move of the Holy Spirit, we call it the new wine.
每次当我们看到圣灵的一个新动作的时候，我们就说
the new wine
哇，新酒来了。我们就说新的酒囊来了。
But notice.
但是大家注意。
Verse 16 follows verse 15.
在十六节是接着十五节在讲的。
It is not about the new move of the Holy Spirit.
这里面讲的不是圣灵的一个新的动作。
It is not about a new wine. It is not about the new wineskin. It is about fasting.
讲的也不是什么新酒啊、新皮囊，它讲的是关于禁食。
Hallelujah. The context is fasting.
其实要是连着前文的内容，你看到它是在教禁食。
Jesus has just said.
耶稣在说。
You fast because the bridegroom is not here.
你今天禁食是因为新郎不在这里。
And then he said, no one puts a piece of unshrunken cloth on an old garment for the patch tears away from the garment and a worse tear is made.
耶稣说没有人把新布补在旧衣服上，因为所补上的会撕破那个衣服，裂口就更大了。
Neither is wine put into an old wineskin. If it is that the skin bursts, the wine is spilled and the skin are destroyed. But new wine is put into fresh wineskin. And so both are preserved.
十七节。也没有人把新酒装在旧皮囊里。若是这样，皮囊就会胀破，酒就会漏出来，皮带也糟蹋了。相反的，把新酒装在新皮囊里，两样都保全了。
Amen. Jesus is basically saying,
耶稣是在说
the old wineskin,
旧的酒囊
the old wine,
旧的那个酒。
Because you see, Jesus is still talking to who? To the disciples of John.
所以耶稣讲话的对象，记得刚才说是谁？是约翰的门徒。
And what were their question?
他们的问题刚才是什么？
Why do we and the Pharisee fast and your disciples don't fast?
他的问题是为什么我们和约翰的门徒都在进食，你的门徒却不进食？
Jesus is basically saying, don't put new wine into old wineskin.
所以这个时候耶稣说出来说，新酒不能装在旧皮带里。
And don't stitch a new patch into old cloth.
新布也不能补在旧布上。
He says,
他说
my disciples are practicing something new.
他在说我的门徒他们在操练一个新约的做法。
Their fasting is new wineskin.
他们的进食的方式才是那个新的酒。
Their fasting is new wine.
他们的进食才是新的酒皮带和酒。
In this New Testament, this is how it should be done.
在新约里面这才是进食的方式。
In the old wineskin, it is about humbling before God and about religious reasons.
在旧皮带里面进食的讲法都是关于谦卑自己或者是宗教主义的原因。
And Jesus is not saying it's not valid. It is valid. It is still today, it is still a valid form of fasting. That you do it for humbling reasons and you do it for commitment.
耶稣也没有说你在旧约那些东西他一盘给你否认了，你就算是做了为了谦卑的缘故，或者是为了在神的面前有一个委身，都是可以的。
But then Jesus introduced something new, a new wine.
但是耶稣在这里介绍一个新方法，有一个新酒。
But my disciples are fasting is because they need me.
我的门徒们他们在进食是因为他们需要我。
We do it because we can.
我们这样做是因为我们能这
样做。In the Old Testament, they never had Jesus.
因为旧约里面就没见过，他们
就没有耶稣。They don't have the New Testament.
他们那时候还没有经历新约的耶稣。
But today we have the New Testament.
但如今你我就在新约里
面。We have the New Covenant with God.
我们跟神有了一个新的约定。
That today we can call upon Jesus.
所以今天我们可以呼求主的名。
Through fasting.
借着进食的缘故。
And that, I encourage you, should be your primary reason.To fast.
所以今天我鼓励大家，这才是你们真正进食的原因。
I still do it for humbling reasons, for dedicated reasons, but most of the time I fast because I need Jesus.
那我如今在进食的时候，是我也是做了为了是谦卑的原因，可能是委身的原因，但更重要的是因为我需要耶稣。
You can still fast.
你仍然进食可以。
When you're at work.
你在工作上也可以进食。
Because Jesus never said fast and prayer.
耶稣从来没有说进食的时候必须祷告。
Fast, he just say fast.
他这里面说的进食就是进食。
Amen. So while you're working in the office and you're not going to lunch with your friends, you are fasting.
所以当你去上班的时候，你的午餐决定不要跟同事一起出去吃了，你就是在进食。
Even though you might not be praying.
也许那个时候你可能忙着还不能祷告。
But as soon as you get home, you start praying.
但是你一回到家，你就开始祷告。
Do you understand?
你们明白吗？
Hallelujah, we can do it.
所以进食是可以的。
Because all you're thinking about is your son, your daughter.
因为你所想的是你生命中的那些重要的人。
The problem you got at home.
你的儿子，你的女儿。
To be honest,
家里的问题。
When you have such a burden, you don't want to eat anyway.
当你有这么大的重担的时候，你也吃不下，不是吗？
Yeah, 没胃口啊。
就没胃口吃嘛。
You don't feel hungry anyway.
你反也不饿。
So why not?Use it to long for Jesus.
所以既然不饿的话，干脆借着这个饥饿感，把它用在主的身上。
And when you do it,
当你这样做的时候
next week you do it again,
你下周再做的时候
the week after you do it again,
然后下下周你再做的时候
sooner or later something changes,
慢慢的你会发现里面有变化
and you can't understand why,
你也不知道怎么就发生变化了
something shifts,
有一些事情开始发生转变
something changes in you,
里面的感受也发生了改变
because the new wine is working,
因为新酒在里面有工作了
suddenly there's a breakthrough,
突然有一个突破
Suddenly something happens.
突然有一件事情发生。
Amen. That's why brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
When you don't have to wait until your life has a problem.
你们不要等到生命中遇到困难才这样。
Many times we fast, right? Because we don't have problems.
很多时候我们进食也不是因为有问题才进的。
The problem I have is I want to know Jesus more.
可能真进就是因为主啊，我想更认识你，更渴慕你。
Most of the time, when you fast, you should be fasting because I want Jesus. I want to know Jesus more. I want Jesus, not because I have a problem to solve. I just want to know Him.
我想进食是因为我饥渴神，我渴慕神，就是因为这股渴慕，我彰显在了我的那个饥饿感里面。
So that's the second reason.
所以这是一个重要的原因。
We fast because we want to know Jesus.
我们进食是因为我们渴慕和想认识神。
First reason, we fast because we need His help.
第一个原因是因为我需要神的帮助。
Second is, I just want to know Him.
第二个就是我纯纯的就是想知道耶稣，想亲近。
Brothers and sisters, getting to know Jesus is important.
所以弟兄姊妹们想认识耶稣是最重要的。
Don't wait until you got a problem.
不要等到有问题才想去认识耶稣。
Amen. That's why when times are good, build your relationship up with God.
所以当你在顺境当中的时候，仍然跟主建立美好的关系。
So when the storm comes into your life, you can stand strong.
所以当暴风雨再来的时候，你就能够站得稳。
Don't be lazy as a Christian.
不要作为一个懒惰的基督徒。
So can you see in the New Testament way of fasting, you're not doing it for religious reasons, you're doing it for relationship.
所以你们能看得到，在新约里面的进食，你不再为着宗教主义而进食，你是为了跟神亲密。关系在进食。
You long for Jesus.
因为你渴慕神。
You develop a hungry for Jesus.
因为你对神有一个很大的饥渴感。
So every time you go hungry, you remind you, I need Jesus.
所以每次当你的肉体开始有饥饿感的时候，你就提醒自己，我的灵对我的神有如此大的饥饿。
Amen.So the devil said, "Oh, better feed that person. Don't let him get hungry."
所以那个时候魔鬼可以着急了，他要马上让你吃饭，就怕你缺有了这个饥饿感，想起来了你渴慕神。
You see.The bridegroom is a very fantastic image. Jesus could have taught it in a different way, but he used bridegroom.
新郎是个非常好的比喻，耶稣也可以用别的来比喻的。
He speaks in a relational language.
因为他用新郎这个名字是讲到了两人的亲密关系。
It's a bit like this. Adam, when God made Adam in Genesis,
在创世纪神造亚当的时候
，The Bible talks aboutHim, God taking something from his side. Everybody think it's a rib.
那当时我们说，神从那个亚当的身上拿了一根骨头，所有的人都认为是肋骨。
And he makes Eve out of it.
然后他在那个又借着那个肋骨就造了夏娃。
And you know, when I read the Hebrew, I just can't understand why translators translate it as a rib.
那我真的是在看那个希伯来文的时候，我才发现翻译有误。
Because if it's a rib, there are other words for a rib.
那如果说是英文的那个翻译成排骨，那排骨不止一根。
In Hebrew, basically, he says he took something from his side.
在希伯来文里面讲到的是从他的旁边拿了一些东西出来。
But when you dig into the Hebrew greater, what it actually means, God split Adam in half.
那你要再去看看希伯来文，再往里头钻研的话，他说的是他把亚当的切了一半。
He took one half out of him.
他把他的一半给切出来了。
And made Eve.
然后用亚当的一半做了亚
当。And that's why when we say to your wife or your husband, he's my other half, it's true.
所以啊，当你对你的跟别人说他是我另一半的时候，这话还是真的。
Your wife and your husband is your other half.
你的妻子和你的丈夫真的是你的另一半。
God literally took one half of Adam out of him and made Eve.
因为神是真的把亚当的一半给劈出来了，然后造了夏娃。
And you notice we are born with a desire to find our other half.
所以你会发现，我们一出生，里面就有一种莫名其妙的渴望，想去找到我们的另一半。
You see, Jesus in a metaphorically is our other half.
其实耶稣借着这样的名誉，我们就能够明白，他就是我们的另一半。
He also is looking for his other half.
耶稣也在找他的另一半呀。
And that needs to meet.
这个两个另一半是需要相遇的。
There's a longing.
是有一种渴慕的。
Deep down inside you and me, there's a longing, not only for God.But for the bridegroom God, Jesus.
你的心里的深处是不是也有如此的渴慕你那个新郎耶稣呢？
And when we truly find Jesus in our lives,
当我们真的认识了耶稣在我们生命当中，
not just him as a savior,
不光是认识他是救主而已，
not just him as our master,
不光是认识他是主人而已，
but him as our bridegroom,
但是认识他是我们的新郎，
in love with him.
是跟他相爱的新郎。
That is the moment when our soul is truly satisfied.
那个时候就是我们的灵魂大有满足的时候。
If Jesus is not yet enough for you,
如果耶稣对你都不够的话，
and today church is offering more than Jesus.
那今天教会里面给的比耶稣还多。
Yeah, they need other gimmicks to draw people to the church.
教会用其他的各种方式来吸引人到教会来。
And Jesus is not enough.
说他们的意思好像是说耶稣这个吸引力不够。
That is idolatry.
这个叫做拜偶像。
That is looking to satisfy your other half from something else.
这是在因为你找不着这个真正的另一半，那就用其他所谓的另一半来取代。
That is called being unfaithful.
其实这种取代是拜偶像，是不信实的。
You and I need to be faithful.
但是你和我是需要信实的。
We need to find Jesus.
信实的找我们的新郎
耶稣。We need to experience him as part of our life.
我们是信实的要真的来经历到他就是我们生命中的另一半。
Our other half.
他是我们的另一半。
That we can feel complete.
是我们只有和他在一起的时候才能完
整。Hallelujah. So let this body that feels hungry,Let the soul be hungry for Jesus.
所以借着我们在肉体上的饥饿感，让我们的灵更加的渴慕耶稣。
So whenever you have a need and you're stuck, prayer doesn't seem to go anywhere.
所以当你有需要的时候，觉得自己的祷告好像都无力的时候。
And no matter how you apply for a job, no one seems to give you a job.
不管你怎么样的申请工作，你也找不着工作的时候。
Something is blocking you.
总觉得有被拿什么东西卡住了的时候。
And it could be many different reasons.
有很多各样的原因。
You don't know how.
你都不知道为什么。
And you don't know why.
你也不知道为什么。
You need Jesus.
你需要主。
Amen. Read this verse.
我们来读这个经
文。In Mark chapter verse 9, verse 28 to 29.
马可福音九章二十八到二十九节。
Here is a man with a son who has a demon.
这里面有一个人，他的儿子呢被鬼附了。
And when they took the son to the disciples, they couldn't cast the demon out.
他们把这个被鬼附的儿子带到耶稣的门徒面前，可是这个门徒呢，赶不出鬼来。
And like many Christians, they feel embarrassed.
就像很多我们基督徒所经历的，特尴尬。
Because they're supposed to be the anointed man of God.
因为我们按道理应该是神所恩膏的仆人们。
With the great healing deliverance anointing.
按道理是应该有这种医治的耶稣的医治的能力的恩膏的。
But they couldn't cast the demon out.
但是这些门徒就赶不出那鬼来。
So quietly.
所以他们非常安静的。
Privately.
非常私下的。
Away from the eyes of the crowd.
为了要确保没有人看见他们。
The disciples came to Jesus.
他们就偷偷的来到耶稣的面前。
Lord.
他们说主啊
Why with my great anointing?
我为什么没有你的那个恩膏呢
I'm a servant of God.
我不是你的仆人吗
I couldn't cast a demon out.
我都赶不出那鬼来
So verse 28 says, And when he had come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, Why could we not cast it out?
28节耶稣进了房子他的门徒就悄悄地问他说我们为什么不能赶出那邪灵呢
Now Jesus' reply is a bit strange.
耶稣的回答好奇怪。
He said, "This kind comes out by nothing but prayer and fasting."
他说这一类的邪灵，如果不借着祷告和禁食，就不能赶出去。
So Jesus is basically saying,
所以耶稣在说
，Not every demon can come out.
不是所有的那些邪灵就这么出来的。
Some will only come out.
有一些他们会。
If you
会出来的话，如果你
been in the secret place，
如果你在你自己的隐蔽之处
，and you have been praying，
在你的隐蔽之处有祷告
，fasting，
有禁食
，amen。Here's an example of something that could not be shifted, that could not be broken unless you practice fasting.
这样的恩膏也好，能力也好，是不能直接像师父一样的就传给徒弟的，是需要这个徒弟自己私下有一个亲密的祷告和禁食空间的。
So there are things that you be it's a giant, it's a challenge in your life.
所以，如果你的生命中有一个巨人，有个巨大的挑战。
See, fasting is not only seeking God, but seeking the bridegroom.
所以禁食不是仅仅说是寻求神，是寻求那位新郎。
主啊，帮助我。
Lord, help me.
耶稣啊，帮助我。
Jesus, help me.
Jesus, help me, Lord.
耶稣啊，帮助我。
How difficult is that?
很难吗？这样做你觉得？
主啊，帮助我。
就说这句话难吗
？Lord, help me. Lord, help me.Lord, help me. And then your husband says, 吃饭啊。
然后你
so, 我不吃啊。
And then your husband said, come for dinner. No, I'm not going for dinner.
为什么不吃啊
?Why you don't come for dinner?
你不需要知道啊。
You don't need to know.
And then 你回你的房间。
And then you could return to your room.
我的孩子需要你。
Lord, my son needs you.
我需要你。
I need you.
我很需要你。
I really need you.
主啊，我需要你。
Lord, I need you.
Yeah? Hallelujah, 我需要你。
Lord, hallelujah, I need you.
Do you understand?
明白吗？
And then there are other times when you don't have problems at all.
那也有在时间你没有什么问题的时候。
But there's a longing in your heart.
但是心里特别的渴慕主。
You need to know Jesus more.
你就说主啊，我还想知道你更多。
And then your husband said, 吃饭了。
And then your husband said, come for dinner.
你说我不吃。
And you said, no, I don't want dinner.
And then your husband said, you know, we're rich, we're happy.
然后你丈夫说，哎，我们不是挺幸福的吗？又不缺，不愁吃，不愁喝的。
We got 10 houses.
我们还有十个房子。
I got 2 Rolls Royce. Why are you still,
各种财富
Why are you still fasting?
你还啊？你现在进什么食呀
？And then you say to your husband, 你不知道的。
And then 你然后你对你的丈夫说 ，You don't know.
因为我爱耶稣基督。
Because I love Jesus.
And then you go back to your room.
然后你回到你的房间。
主啊
，Lord,
我需要你。
I need you.
我真的需要你。
I really need you.
因为我爱你。
I love you.
我想认识你。
I want to know you more.
I want to know you, Lord.
主啊，我想知道你更多。
Holy Spirit, teach me Jesus from the Bible.
圣灵借着圣你的话语来教导我认识耶稣。
Lord Jesus, as I worship you, come, Lord.
耶稣，当我敬拜你的时候，你来啊，主。
There's a longing.
有一个渴慕。
Amen. Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we thank you, Jesus.
主啊，谢谢你，谢谢主耶稣。
I just pray, O Lord, that you help our brothers and sisters not to misunderstand fasting, but to see fasting as the way Jesus told us.
主啊，我们今天祷告，我们弟兄姊妹的心思更新，一个从一个新的角度来认识禁食。
We are seeking Jesus.
让我们知道，我们禁食就是为了寻求你。
The bride needs the bridegroom.
因为新娘需要新郎。
We're looking for him.
我们在找你，在寻求你。
Lord Jesus, I just pray, Lord, that many of us need you right now.
主耶稣，我们所有的人都这么需要你。
And I pray, Holy Spirit, that you will guide us and teach us.
圣灵，你来带领我们，来教导我们。
How to find that open door?
让我们给我们开门。
That door can open for us.
让那个门打开为我们。
That breakthrough.
让我们有这个突破的门打开。
That clarity that we need in the direction of our lives.
让我们知道我们生命的方向该怎么走。
Help us, Lord Jesus.
主耶稣帮助我们。
Help us, Lord.
主耶稣帮助我们。
Help us, Lord.
帮助我们。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I will encourage everyone here. Just spend a few moments and ask the Holy Spirit to remind you every time when you need Jesus.
你们现在一起来祷告，说要需要圣灵来提醒你们，当你们渴慕耶稣之时。
To remember the words of Jesus.
来记得耶稣所说的话。
Let's all stand.
让我们一起起立。
我为你量有，当我回想你恩典无限，我心的家爱慕你，
我的灵，
我的灵
before you.
主啊，我们在你面前谦卑下来。
We bow our knee.
在我们的膝盖跪下之时。
And we want to seek your face.
主啊，我们想寻求你的面。
Lord, there are things I just do not understand.
主啊，虽然有很多我看不明白的地方。
I'm a believer.
但是我却相信。
I'm a Christian.
我是你的儿子。
My life is in your hand.
我的生命就在你手中。
And yet I find, Lord.
主啊，我们会发现。
The difficulties that are in front of me.
那在我前面的困难。
But today, oh God, I realize.
今天我认识到。
I cannot go forward alone.
我不能再一个人独立往前走。
I need Jesus.
我需要你。
I need you to be with me.
我需要你和我的同在。
By your Holy Spirit.
借着你的圣灵。
Holy Spirit.
圣灵啊。
Bring me Jesus.
把耶稣带给我。
Release Jesus into my life.
让耶稣在我生命中释放到里面。
Let me know my Savior and my Lord.
让我真知道他是我的主，是我的救主。
Let me know the plan that He has for my life.
让我知道他在我生命中的一切计划。
Help me, Lord.
主啊，帮助我。
Help me, Lord.
帮助我。
For I need Jesus to help me.
主啊，我需要的就是你来帮助我。
I need His help.
我需要你的帮助。
I need Him to open the door.
我需要你来开门。
Because He is my door.
因为你就是我的门。
He is my way.
你是我的道路。
He is my gate.
你是我的 Amen.
So Father, I ask you to grant it to us today.
主啊，你今天赐给我们。
To really, when we go home tonight,
当我们今天回家时
that you remind us, Father,
我们知道父神啊
that you gave us your Son,
你把你的儿子
so that through him,
给了我们借着他
we can have all things,
我们可以有一切
we have total access to you,
我们对你可以有完全的进入
so Lord, we want to access your plan for
主啊,
us today.
我们想进入到你的里面。
We want to know what you want to do for our children.
我们想意识到你要对我们所做的，我们的孩子所做的。
And for our immediate future.
和我们后面的未来。
We need your guidance, Father.
主啊，我们需要你的帮助。
So Holy Spirit.
圣灵啊。
Help me to know.
帮助我。
Help me to see.
帮助我看见。
Through the door of Jesus,
借着耶稣的这道门
help me to walk through the path of Jesus,
让我走耶稣的这条道路
that I can understand who I am,
让我能认识自己是谁
that I can understand what's going on,
让我认识到到底发生了什么
grant me courage, Lord,
主啊，你来赐给我勇气
grant me faith,
赐给我信心
in Jesus' name,
奉耶稣基督的
for I will stand strong.
主啊，我们今天仍然站稳在这里。
I will stand strong on the rock.
我们仍然站在你的磐石之上。
I will stand firm on your word.
我们却站在你的话语之上。
And I will not falter in this storm of mine.
我们也不会在这思想的暴风雨中倒。
And in Jesus' name.
主啊，奉耶稣的名。
I bind the storm.
我们斥责这暴风雨。
I command it to leave me.
我们命令这暴风雨平静下来。
And I welcome the Holy Spirit.
我们欢迎圣灵。
That will bring me Jesus.
来把耶稣带给我们。
So Father, I just pray for everyone here.
父啊，我们今天为所有的人祷告。
And our whole family.
还有我们整个家庭祷告。
That our hearts will be bigger for Jesus.
让我们的心更加的为你而跳动。
That we will know Him more.
让我们更想来认识你。
Who He is.
认识你所是。
And what He has done for you.
认识你所做的。
We thank you in Jesus' name.
主耶稣，谢谢你。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
大家请坐。
If you need prayer, come forward.
如果你们需要祷告，可以到前面来。
See you next time.
我们下周见。